Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
The Secret Lives of Codebreakers, the Men and Women Who Cracked the Enigma Code at Bletchley Park. Written by Sinclair McKay. Read by Walter Dixon. Chapter 1. Reporting for Duty. Sarah Baring and her good friend, Ozla Henniker Major, received the summons by means of a terse telegram. She remembers that it read, "You are to report to Station X at Bletchley Park, Buckinghamshire, in 4 days' time. Your postal address is Box 111, care of the Foreign Office. That is all you need to know." These two aristocratic young women arrived one evening in the spring of 1941, having traveled by rail from Euston. Their journey had been rendered a little fraught by a male fellow passenger sitting opposite in their compartment, apparently manipulating himself obscenely through his trouser pockets. After some whispered conference, the two outraged young women decided that Ozla should deal with the grubby man by reaching up to the luggage rack and then accidentally dropping their case of gramophone records on his lap. The man got the message and fled up the corridor. Just over an hour later, they were there. "We decanted ourselves from the train at Bletchley Station," recalls the Honorable Sarah Baring. "And then, weighed down by our luggage, we staggered up a rutted, narrow path. On the side of the tracks there was an 8-foot-high chain fence. It was topped by a roll of barbed wire." The boundary of the Bletchley Park estate is adjacent to the railway station. The two women struggled with their suitcases.